Audio tour stop number 3. Bingham Cemetery. Home site. Life of early settlers in the Uaris. Most old mountaineers were self-sufficient, acting as their own carpenter, forester, farmer, and more. Christopher Kit Bingham came to Randolph County around 1785, and with the help of his wife, Dolly, hewed himself a fine home from the forest and reared several children in it. It's been said that Kit's land and fame once covered great distances around these hills. There is even a mountain to the southeast called Kit's Mountain, named for this great pioneer whose former home and land you are braving now. When you reach the remains of a double chimney, which has recently fallen in late 2013, look for a plaque that marks the spot where Kit Bingham's homestead once stood. Southeast of the house is the old mill pond site where flour and feed were made. The family cemetery, which sits 200 yards south of the home place, is where Kit and Dolly Bingham are buried, along with many of their children and grandchildren. A sign marks the Bingham Cemetery, and in the early spring you'll see a carpet of purple periwinkle blooming here. Between the house and graveyard once stood the old barn that housed fine horses, cows, and mules used on the plantation. Kit lived to be over 100 years old and died in his grandson Rudisill's home. Rudisill is thought to be the last Bingham buried in the family cemetery. As was common of the time, Kit's grandson Rudisill Bingham lived about 2 miles south of his granddaddy. If you have a moment to spare, you might pause at the cemetery and allow the peace and quiet of the backwoods to bring you comfort. Joe Moffitt mentions in his book, An Afternoon Hike into the Past, that while you are in the valley just north of Kit's Mountain, you should notice the deadly calm of the forest. He says this is especially true in the late fall. He and other hikers have experienced an eerie feeling coming over them in this area. Perhaps it is the spirit of these early homesteaders trying to share their stories of times past.